Sanhedrin, Ayin Beis, Amun Beis. And before we do the larger sugya of Rodef, which is going to take, I'm going to say four or five shirim on it. There's a lot of material, a lot on it. We're going to do a small sugya today, which comes up in the sugya in Rodef, about abortion. Now, we're not doing halacha l'maisa of abortion, but this is some of the background you would need if you were looking into Torah's perspective on abortion. So the Gemara begins in Ayin Beis, Amun Beis, around 15 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Huna. Huna says, Katan harodef nitein lahatzila b'nafsha. So a katan who chases after somebody else to kill him, you're allowed to kill this katan. Even though he's a katan, you're still allowed to kill him. Now, this is very interesting, the presentation of this, why the Gemara now is presenting rodef. We don't even know what a rodef is. The next Mishnah tells us, Ve'ilhin shematzila nosan b'nafsha harodef acha chavero. I just don't know why the Gemara was organized this way, but it's really relevant to the next Mishnah.
Both cases don't require Hasra.
So maybe because in the light of the Hasra case, could be because of that. So then the Gemara says, Kasavar must be that Rodef ain't Tzara Hasra. In fact, you could kill a Katan, must be that you don't need a Hasra. So, Lo Shna Gada, Lo Shna Katan. And it doesn't make a difference whether the Rodef is still over 13, whether he's under 13. Then the Gemara comes along and Rav Chis asks the question in light of the Hasra case, Eisvei Rav Chis the Rav Huna, Yatzarosho, if the baby, the fetus, sticks its head out, Ein Noginbo, you cannot touch, you cannot hurt this baby. Lefish Ein Dochen Nefesh Pnei Nefesh. You cannot kill the Nefesh of the baby in light of the Nefesh of the mother. Vamai, why not? Rodefu, the baby is talking about a case, Rashi tells us the background here, that a woman's having a difficulty childbirth, and she's in great danger, and the beginning of the Mishnah says, if the baby's still inside the stomach, so then the chaya, the midwife's allowed to put her hand inside and cut the baby up and take aver after aver, remove all the limbs one by one. Why? What's the reason? Because so long as the baby has not entered the world yet, lo yato la'avi ha'olam, lav nefeshu, it's not considered a nefesh. If nitin lahargo, and since it's not a nefesh, one's allowed to kill it, ulahatzil ha'imo, to save the mother. But if it left Yatzarosho, if the head has left the mother so far already, then you cannot touch this baby, you cannot kill the baby because it's born already. And Ein Docha Nefesh Pnei Nefesh. Gemara wants to know why not? Why can't you kill? Isn't it this case a Rodef? And the Gemara says, well, this is a different type of Rodef because Shiny Halsum de Mishimaya Karad Filei. Because it's a Rodef Mishimaya, the person's not doing this willingly, it's not anybody's das here, it's because a Karish Baruch Hu is creating this Rodef, it's part of nature. So, although you're allowed to kill a katan rodef, when it comes to childbirth, you're not allowed to kill it, because that's not called a classic rodef, that's called Mishimaya Karad. Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, that was the decision he made, you can't intervene. Now that's a very interesting concept in general, but intervening with things like Kadosh Baruch Hu, how he runs the world. So when some people have a certain choice, so if someone makes a decision to kill someone, so then you could kill him. But if Kadosh Baruch Hu is the part of nature that happens, then you can't intervene. Very interesting, it comes up also, just a completely different topic, when it comes to using birth control. So it comes up that Rav Moshe says, based on the various sugars, whatever is taken into account in using birth control or not, Rav Moshe says it's very hard for him to give a heter to use birth control because Akash Baruch runs the world, whatever he wants. It's based on Gemara, as also in Yavama seem to say the same thing, that it's all Mishamayim, Akash Baruch will take care of everything. So you see, the Gemara, you know, it's a nice hashkafic point, important hashkafic point. Don't mess with nature, don't mess with Akash Baruch. So this is an example. Akash Baruch wants nature to be such a way, you can't intervene. And when can you not? That's not our discussion. Just throwing it out there. You got a question? So, the question we're going to look into today is, while the fetus is still inside the mother entirely, the din is, you could kill this fetus to save the mother. Why? What's the reason, what's the heter for killing this? You have a question or an answer?
I have a question.
Yeah.
So when the Gemara, when Rav Huna says that a katan is rodef, so and Rashi says that it's katan achar, another katan. Why does it have to be specifically that?
Yeah, that's a different topic. Maybe we'll address it less. It's not really a great answer. Acharim try. We'll see if we can think of an answer, but that'll be for next the next few shiurim. So the question we're going to be looking into now, moving forward for the remainder of the shiur, is why, when the fetus is entirely inside the mother's stomach, are you allowed to kill this fetus to save the mother? What's the reason? So what's the reason Rashi tells us? Lav nefesh. It's not a nefesh. Not a nefesh. You can kill it. It's not a nefesh. The Rambam, however, right. Let's read inside. In Hilchos Ritzicha, Perek Aleph, Halacha, what is it? Yud Aleph? Test, is it? He says, he tells us, he introduces from Halacha Vav, he's telling us all about Rodef, all the different dinim we'll get to. And then he says in Halacha Test, Harei zu mitzvah shelo ta'aseh shelo lachus al nefesh ha-Rodef. One cannot have any mercy on the Rodef. You have to kill him. With all anything possible, get rid of him. And you should not have any mercy. And if you don't do this, if you don't follow through and you don't kill the Rodef, you're actually going to violate a law. The Fikach writes, Ramam Hora Chacham, the Chacham taught us, Sheha Ubra, the fetus, she makash leleid during difficult childbirth, motelachto chaubar bimeah. You could cut up the fetus inside the womb of the mother, bain b'sam, whether it's with medicine, bain b'yad, whether with your own hand, bipne shehu kirodev, because he's a rodev, achareha, after the mother, to kill the mother, lahargo. B'vimi shehotzi rosha, but if the fetus baby's head comes out of the mother, ain't no gimbal, then you can't touch it. She'ain docha nefesh b'pnei nefesh. You can't kill one nefesh for another nefesh. V'zeo tivah sh'olam. That's how the world works. That's part of nature. Kadosh Baruch Hu made it that way. But when the fetus is entirely inside the womb, why can you kill the fetus? Like you said, Jeremy? It's a rodif. The reason why it's a rodif. So Rekiv Eger, in his Chedushim, on the side of the Rambam's in the Frankel, he says, Timul l'chor, this doesn't make sense to the Rambam's reasoning. The whole hacha, la mishim rodif. The reason you could kill a fetus is not because of a rodif. What's his raya? Because b'yotzer rubo ain't no gimbal. Because once the fetus's head comes out, either the rosh or most of the body comes out, then you can't kill it anymore. If it's a rodif, so whether it's inside the mother or outside the mother, you should be able to kill this fetus, this baby. But everyone agrees, the Mishnah says, once the baby leaves, you can't kill it anymore. So it can't be because of rodif. Ella Karchach writes the Rebbe Kveger, Hatam mishum de uber lo nikur nefesh. Like Rashi says, the reason why you're allowed to kill the ubar inside because it's not a nefesh. But once Rosho, Rubo, leaves the mother, it's considered a nefesh and you can no longer kill the ubar. That's a kasha Rebbe Kveger has. Aruch HaShulchan raises the same question, a little clear what the question is. Again, if the reason is like the Rambam says, because the baby's a rodif, so even if the baby's head or Rubo comes out of the mother, it's still considered a rodif, and you should still be able to kill it. The Rambam says, Paskin, like the Mishnah tells us, you can't kill the Uber once it leaves. Why not? Is it rodif or is it not rodif? What changes?
Why can't it be that once he's born, the status changes?
What status?
It's not rodif.
Why does it change?
Because he's born.
But he's still killing the mother, though.
Is he? No, he's born. His head's out.
No, but the mother is still going through difficult childbirth, and if you were to kill the fetus, the mother would be okay. So doesn't the fetus now have a status of being a rodif still? Why is he less of a rodif? We're assuming the constant status of her being in danger during the entire childbirth. If there's no longer a childbirth going on, and she's not in danger anymore, then of course there's no heter to kill. Talking about a case where the mother's life is still in danger. He's still a rodif. You should have to kill him. According to the Mishnah, you can't. So the rodif cannot be the reason, asks the Rekiv Eger and Aruch HaShulchan.
It seemed like it was such a problem, it was a little wild that the Rambam called him Kirodev, but then how do you explain the Lashon of the Gemara with any of these? How do you explain Mishmei Karotvi, no matter whether he's in a rabbi called him?
Say it again.
The Lashon of the Gemara says Mishmei Karotvi, because we don't intervene, because it's from Shemaim, but it calls him
Rodev. Right. It calls a rodef.
Explain.
Right, so the Gemara's Shaila is talking about a rodef when the mother when it's leaving. When the fetus is leaving already. Ruba, Rosha. Right. We're talking about it even before that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
How could the Rambam refer to a rodef even when the fetus is in the stomach? That doesn't make sense, and it seems to go against Rashi also, which is not a problem, but
maybe a different status changes. He turns from a non-Mishmei
Karefi
to a Mishmei
Karefi
when he leaves.
Well, that's also difficult because you'd think he'd be even more, not the same, more of a Mishmei Karefi when the fetus is inside the stomach. Unless you want to say, well...
That's what the Lashon of the Rambam is, I think. He says, Shehu Zeu Tevu Sha'olam.
Right.
So he seems to be saying that when he leaves, he becomes...
So we have to figure out what exactly would change for the Rambam. That's a big catch. You're telling me, Meir is a very deep person. So I'll tell you what Meir has in mind. This is what he really means. We all know, what does the baby do inside the mother's stomach? Kol Torah Kula. So the Kalta now has the status of a Bardas. He's a Gadol. He knows knows more than we know. He's a Bardas, so he's a real Rodef inside. That's what the Rambam means. But once he leaves, he loses all the Das and becomes Mishmai Karadvim. Right? Is that what you're saying? Exactly. But the mayor's point, yeah, the Rambam is very difficult. It sounds like he's a Rodef inside, but once he leaves, he's no longer a Rodef. Why would his status of Rodef get worse? Like, that's... I'm saying the cool question logically, how? You can't, unless you explain that deep understanding of the katan, you can't explain that he's a full rodif inside and outside, he's less of a rodif. It's something, right. But that's the kasha.
Why can you say that when the baby's outside, the mother now also becomes a rodif? And therefore, in that case, they're both rodif after zed, and they have to leave them as
this, it is. This is a shayla in general. Ruvain's chasing after me. Ruvain's a rodif, I'm the nirdaf. I have the right to kill him. I turn around, take a knife, I start chasing Ruvain now. Now I'm a Rodef, and he's a Nirdaf. That's the whole heter. You could become the Rodef to kill the Rodef. The Nirdaf can become a Rodef now. But it doesn't make him a Rodef now. Ruvain could get killed?
No, but is the baby's life also not Zakana here? Due to the mother? Isn't that the scenario also?
I'm not sure if I saw that, that the baby's life is in danger. So that's the question. So let's look at the Acharim, see what approach they take. So Reb Chaim, it's a famous, a lot of his pieces are famous. This happens to be a very, very famous piece of his. Not a hard one, not a long one. It's a good one to get exposed to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim begins quoting the Rama. I'll try to go step by step, explain it to you guys. I won't read inside, I don't think, but I'll just say it outside as I go through it. So he quotes the Rama we just saw. He says it's very difficult to understand the Rambam why it's corrodive inside the stomach. Pashas is, like Rashi says, it's lav nefesh. It's not a nefesh, and that's why you kill him. And it explains why inside you can't kill him and outside you can. Sorry, why inside you can kill him because he's not a nefesh, outside you can't kill the fetus because it's a nefesh now. So he says as follows. Let's understand rodif. Let's forget that question for a moment. Let's look at rodif in general. And this is going to be important for when we do the sugya rodef moving forward. Why do you kill a rodef? I'm going to use different terminologies than he does. Are you killing a rodef because it's an onesh for him? He's doing something wrong? Or are you killing rodef to save the nirdaf? Is it because the rodef is doing something wrong or to save the nirdaf? So he says it's got to be because you're saving the nirdaf. What's his raya? What? Absukim. He gets, the raya he brings
is... If you can, you cut off his limbs.
So Gemara and Ayin Dalman Al from Sanhedrin, we'll get to, says, if you can, it's better to take out the guy's legs. Take out the Rodef's legs, but not to kill him, keep him alive. If it's an onesh, so you should kill the guy. You should kill the Rodef. The fact that the Gemara suggests and advises one should first try to kill him, not kill him, hurt him, prevent him by taking out his limbs, if possible, leaving him alive, that's the best case scenario. It's a raya that's about Hatzalas HaNirdaf. That's the proof of Chaim. Sounds like a very good proof. Why do you say that from Pesukim?
Don't stand idly by while your friend is being...
So that's Lo Samuel Damriacha. That's right. How do you know that's the source?
Rambam, right? Or the Kiva
Acre quoted the Rambam.
Did he? Actually, I read it somewhere.
The Gemara and Gimel quotes that as the initial Makor, but rejects that. But interesting you pointed that out, and it's important for tomorrow, though. What? The Gemara suggests as a first. Hey, where'd you see that? I don't remember the Rambam saying that. I'm pretty sure it's not the Rambam. Maybe the Aruch HaShulchan, I didn't realize it. But the Gemara suggests that as the first source and rejects it. But you're right, from that source, which we'll say tomorrow, if it Lo Samuel Adam Riach is the source for Rodef, it sounds like it's a din Hatzolas, Hanirdaf, about saving the Nirdaf. But that's rejected, the Maskana. So the Rai that he brings, Rav Chaim brings, that's about Hatzolas and Nirdaf, it's because the fact that it's advised to take out his legs and to save his life, because it's all about saving the Nirdaf. But then he raises another Chakira. As one could be mistapik, when it's about his saving the nirdaf, is it because the normal din we have of pikuach nefesh, you're supposed to save people, they shouldn't die, and or there's a new din b'fnei atzma, rodef is a new din of saving a nirdaf. Seems like a pretty basic question. What's the nafkamina? So he said, I'll tell you. I'll bring your proof. There's a nafkamina. If it's midin pikuach nefesh, so then pikuach nefesh doesn't apply to ben noach. So the din of rodef should not apply to ben noach. If it's a din b'fnei atzmo, the din of rodef, then maybe it will apply to ben noach. So he says as follows. What's the source of rodef? He brings a different source. The Gemara and Ayin, is two sources really. Ayin, Bezim, and Bez. The source for killing a rodef is shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam damo yishafech. That's the source. You could kill someone else to prevent someone else from being killed. You could kill a rodef. That's the source, the Gemara says. And that pasuk is written. Do you guys know where it's written?
Mishpatim.
In Bereishis. The Ben Noach. It's written in Sefer Bereishis, Perek Tes, Parshas Noach. It's given to Ben Noach, this halach. So we see that rodef, the very source is from Ben Noach, so it applies to Ben Noach. So if it applies to Ben Noach, it can't be Bikuach Nefesh. It doesn't apply. We don't find anywhere that Bikuach Nefesh applies to Ben Noach, though there are some Achorim who think it may apply. But Pashas says it does not apply to Ben Noach. Second Raya brings out, tell you another Raya, that this din of rodef is not midin Bikuach Nefesh. It's midin, it's a din b'fnei atzma. There's a whole... Another source we learn for rodef is learned from Arayos, as we'll see tomorrow. Arayos is one of the sources we learn. Nar Marasa. Now, pikuach nefesh is not applied to Nar Marasa. You see someone being raped, it's not pikuach nefesh. Her life isn't in danger necessarily. It's a din in rodef, it's a din b'fnei atzma. Pikuach nefesh applies to someone's life, doesn't apply to Arayos. So the fact that rodef is learned out from Arayos, that if someone's chasing someone else to rape a girl, you'll have to kill that rodef. It's not pikuach nefesh for the nar marasa. It's a din in rodef, din b'fnei atzma. Those are two rais he brings. It's a new din b'fnei atzma. This is as follows now. This is going to explain the Rambam. If the din of rodef applied to pikuach nefesh, that's the whole reason behind rodef, pikuach nefesh, so then you're right. I can't kill Reuven to save Shimon. It's also Reuven's life is pikuach nefesh. If I'm killing Reuven, pikuach nefesh is I could save a person. I can violate Shabbos to save a person. I can violate Yisum to save a person. I can't violate Ritzicha. I can't kill someone to save somebody else. Midin pikuach nefesh. But if it's midin rodef, I can. So he says as follows. The Rambam argues in Rashi. Rashi says, lav nefeshu. The Rambam says, it is a nefesh. It is a nefesh. The ubar inside. Ah, so it's a nefesh. How could you kill one nefesh for another nefesh? Bikuach nefesh doesn't allow you to kill Reuven for Shimon. His word is, it's not bikuach nefesh. Rodef is a din b'fnei atzma, and the chiddush haTorah is, you could kill a nefesh for another nefesh. And that's why the Rambam has to come onto the lashon of ki rodef. Why? No, they argue. I mean, it's machlokas. What he says, basically, they're arguing about, is the ubar a nefesh or not a nefesh? Rashi says it's not a nefesh, so it's okay. You're allowed to kill a non-nefesh. The Rambam thinks it's a nefesh. So once it's a nefesh, so how could you kill one nefesh for another nefesh? He says, you're right. Mitim b'kuach nefesh. I can't kill one nefesh mitim nefesh. But that's why he's mechadish, based on the rashi he brought. This is not mitim b'kuach nefesh. Why? Because this applies to Ben Noach. And because it applies to Arayos. So it has to be a din b'fnei atzma. Once it's a din b'fnei atzma, the chiddush haTorah of rodef is you can kill nefesh mipnei nefesh.
Does that mean Rashi holds it's pikuach nefesh?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
It's possible. It's very possible it is, but not necessarily. But yeah, you can. We don't know. You had a question, yeah? Okay.
So, I mean, now what about when it's
outside? So now time gets a little tricky at the end now. Let's try to go through this one. So he says, if it's true the Rambam thinks he's really a rodef inside, so then when the baby comes out, yotzi le'avir ha'olam, he's still a rodef, you should still be able to kill such a fetus. It's a nefesh midin nefesh midin rodef. And he says also, once the Gemara tells us the Mishmaya Karad file, doesn't that mashma he's not a Rodef? Isn't Rambam against the Mefurash Gemara? Mishmaya Karad file implies he's not a Rodef. It's a Tzarchian, he says. Then he tries to explain. It really, when the Gemara says the Mishmaya Karad file, lo paka mi uber etzim din rodef. The shem odef, or rodef rather, was never removed from the uber. And that gets a little confusing here. So it says as follows. The uber really has a shem rodef on it. And you could kill the rodef to save the mother, because the whole idea of Rodef for him is the Hatzalas HaNirdaf. What Mishmaya Karanfei does is it's Mafgiyah the Chiv to kill the Rodef. So he's walking like a very fine line here. He says as follows. The baby is a rodef. The uber is a rodef. But at the same time, while the baby's inside the stomach, it's not really a full nefesh either. He's combining the two dinim. But when it goes yatzi la'avir ha'olam, it is a full nefesh. Now it's a nefesh gamor. And then you can no longer kill nefesh mina nefesh. Inside the ubar, it's a nefesh, but not a nefesh gamur. What Mishmaya Karad Filei tells us that it's a lesser level rodef and it's a lesser level nefesh. That's the two dinim we're learning here. The Gemara is telling us in terms of lesser level rodef. So, yeah, try it one more time. The Gemara says for sure, what this assumption the Gemara tells us is as follows. Inside the ubar, it's a partial nefesh. Outside the ubar, it's a full nefesh. I assume 12:45. So again, there's two dinim. We have to figure out what is the status of the baby, and what's the, in terms of nefesh, what's the status of rodef. So the Gemara tells us, in terms of rodef, it's not a full-blown rodef, because mishmaya karadfei, but it's still somewhat of a rodef. It's not like not at all, it's partial rodef. And in terms of a nefesh, that we know, based on the assumption, it's a partial nefesh inside to full nefesh outside. Now let's work this through. When it's inside the mother completely, so it's a partial nefesh, and there's a partial rodef. So the partial rodef is enough to knock out the partial nefesh, because it's not a full nefesh. They're on the same plane. They've both been lessened. Right? If let's say you have a full rodef and a full nefesh, so of course the rodef, you could kill the full nefesh if the rodef is a full nefesh. Let's say you bring them both down. It's a partial rodef, but the rodef is also a partial nefesh, so they're still the same plane. You could kill the partial nefesh because it still has some level of a rodef. But once it goes outside, it's only a partial rodef, but now it becomes a full nefesh. You can't kill a full nefesh if it's only a partial rodef.
Why is it a partial rodef?
Because mishmaya karad filei. That's the Gemara's being mechadesh to us. And that's what Rav Chaim tells us. That's the chiddush. It's a lot of walking a fine line here, and that's how I understand it. Maybe I should look back and make sure that's clear. I'm pretty sure that's what he's saying. You guys can take a look there tomorrow, you can review, let me know. Now, Nodeb Yehuda has a different approach to this question. Nodeb Yehuda, yeah. Right. So you can only save a mother if someone is a rodef, though.
Right.
So you need the chaloshem rodef. Mishmai karad filei doesn't mean he's not a rodef at all. He's a rodef, but he's a lesser type of rodef. It's not a willing rodef. He's just, you know, in a heavenly imposed rodef. Now, Nodeb Yehuda, Choshen Mishpat, You had a question, Jake? Is that your hand there? Oh, Nuntes. He takes a different approach in the time. And he says, someone asked him the following question. He said, why does Rambam say the reason why you could kill the Rodef because of a Rodef? The reason you should kill a Ubar because not a Nefesh. He's not a Nefesh. That's why you could kill the Ubar. So that was a tema that this person wrote to Nabi Huda. Nabi Huda says, I'm being metame on your tmiyasa. I don't understand your question in the first place. Is it mutter to kill a trefa? A trefa is someone who's on his deathbed. You gotta kill him? Just to save someone else? Just because he's a trefa, just because he's not a nefesh, doesn't mean you could kill him. It might be a if you were to kill him, it might be a patur misa, but it's still usher to do. You can't just kill him because he's not a nefesh. So that's why you have to be sorry if there's two dinim. You have to, the lab nefesh is one point, but you also need the din of being a rodef. There's a raya that I didn't put in the Mar Makom. There's Tosus and Dapnun Tesim and Aleph. And our Gemara talks about the difference between an ubar, abortion, when it comes to Ben Noach versus Klai Yisrael. And he says that, I may as well read it inside, I think it's along the same lines of Nod Behuda. No, so I think he agrees, Lav Nefeshu. But it's not enough to just say Lav Nefesh. You can't just kill a Lav Nefesh. You have to have a reason to kill a Lav Nefesh.
So Rashi doesn't do it.
It
just says Lav Nefesh.
Right, Rashi, Lav Nefesh. The question is, so does the Rashi think it's you can't kill a Lav Nefesh? Or no, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, you're not killing for no reason. It's Lav Nefeshu. V'nitein lahargo lahatzil se'imo. If you could be mitzar, if that was the din of saving the mother, then you could kill it. But if there's no reason, you can't just kill a fetus for no reason. Abortion, you can't just kill abortion if there's a good reason to save the mother, or maybe some other reason, medical things, whatever the issues are. So, Nod Buddha says it's not a nefesh. While Rav Chaim thought the Rambam held it was a nefesh, the Ubar was a nefesh, a partial nefesh, but it's still nefesh, and that's why you need a Rodef. Nod Buddha says, no, it's not a nefesh. But a lav nefesh is not enough reason to kill. You need a second reason. You need the reason of a Rodef. So the Rambam combines Rodef with lav nefesh. And if you look at Tosos and Nun Tesim and Aleph in Sanhedrin, he says, even though it's a Yisrael, it's pata for killing an Ubar, as we just said, it's pata for killing, we call Malkum Lo Shari, it's not permitted for Bnei Yisrael, for a member of Klal Yisrael, to kill an Ubar. And then he goes on to, oh, but doesn't the Gemara in Sanhedrin say you're allowed to kill Nefesh, meaning Nefesh? He says, no, that's only permitted when it's Kedei Lahatzil, when there's the room to save. But Stam, an Ubar, even though it's not a Nefesh, you can't kill a Lav Ubar, a Lav Nefesh. It's when you combine it with the mitzvah to save the mother, so then it becomes permitted. So I think it's Tosas Mamish what Nod Behuda is saying. Dear Maschil Leka, that we saw this over the winter break together, actually. The what's Mutter and Asr for Bnei Noach and Klai Yisrael. No such thing anything Asr for Bnei Noach and Mutter.
So, according to the Nod Behuda, the Rabbah is
exactly, exactly.
Kind of
exactly, yeah, very good. So what results from this also, just to walk with one other idea, one is how to explain Shittas Rambam. Like John just said, Rav Chaim thinks they're arguing. They're arguing whether it's a nefesh or not a nefesh. Those Behuda thinks they both think it's not a nefesh. But you need another reason on top of that. You need Rodef. Rambam says Rodef. Rashi says Kedei Lahatzil. Tosfos says Kedei Lahatzil. They're all in the same camp. Now, just in general, to keep in mind, is an Ubar in general considered a nefesh or not a nefesh? Rashi says not nefesh. Machlokas achronim whether or not Rambam thinks it's a nefesh or not. So there's a sugya in Nanida. I happen to see a Gemara in Yivamos. Rashi says in Yivamos, I forgot where it was. I wanted to write it down. I saw it on Shabbos. So Rashi refers to an Ubar as a nefesh. There's a steer between the two sugyas. It's incredible when you see Rashi, you're doing Bikias and you come across these Rashis or other steers, other sugyas. So I'm not getting involved with the status of an Ubar in general. But there's a Minchas Chinuch says it's an afkamina to machlokas rishonim achronim. An afkamina is whether yagva yavor. If someone says kill this, do this abortion to this fetus, or I kill you, is a woman allowed to? If it's a nefesh, so you're not allowed to kill the baby. It's ritzicha. If it's not a nefesh, like the Rambam, like Rashi says, so then you would be allowed to kill the abortion to save your own life. It's a nafkamina right to the Minchas Chinuch. But the Ritva and the Rashba and Nida, Mem, Dal, and Beis talk about different Gemaras which indicate it is a Nefesh. Other Gemaras indicate an Ubar is not a Nefesh, and they give certain answers, they're different Chilukim, not what we're getting into. But just keep that in mind, there is a Shiloh discussion out there, the status of the Ubar.